Twitter, on several different official... Oh. Well. I believe it just happened there. That was it. Live, raw, and unfiltered. It appears that that China spy...
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
All right, Thrive Nation, on today's show, we're going to have a conversation about what I believe to be important for you to know. So I'm going to play a little video clip here to kind of start the conversation. Then we'll introduce today's guest, because I believe everybody out there with a sound mind needs to know this information. If you have a sound mind, you need to know. Here we go.
Have you heard anyone talk about Saudi Arabia getting rid of the petrodollar? Have you seen that anywhere, Stu?
No.
Hey, how could that possibly be? How can the Saudis say, yeah, we'll take any kind of money? That is the United States of America going off of the gold standard. We replaced gold with the petrodollar.
The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the U.S. dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble, because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
You're saying that you believe that this will wipe out the U.S. economy?
Well, a huge impact, not only to the United States, but the entire Western world. Now, this is not an accident, okay? It's been planned by the Chinese communist regime for a long, long time. They, you know, China right now purchased 25% of Saudi oil, okay? They are the biggest customer of Saudi. Now, Saudi has joined China's Belt and Road Project before. And during last year's, just like a couple months ago, Chairman Xi visited Saudi, and Saudi agreed with Chairman Xi. Now, Saudi agreed with Chairman Xi that Saudi is going to using Huawei's 5G system. Now, this is a one step. It's a big step for China to control Saudi. Now, China already installed the entire technology and internet AI system for North Korea using China's technology. Now, China's technology's got a backdoor. Once you install their 5G system, Huawei, then, you know, there's no secret. They basically control everything happening in your country. They know everything better than KGB. Now, During Chairman Xi's visit of Saudi, now Chairman Xi openly spoke and say Saudi should take Chinese money yuan instead of a U.S. dollar. Now, although Saudi have not agreed to do that yet, but it's in the open discussion now. So if China is going to sell the oil and pay Chinese yuan to Saudi, then that's it. Because Saudi is the leader of the oil war. If Saudi start doing that, the petrodollar system is gone.
So again, it would appear as though, you know, we're being told by our political leaders, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. We're just seeing Saudi Arabia move off of the petrodollar, away from the relationship with the United States that gives the U.S. dollar its value. Oh, and by the way, there's a massive spy balloon flying over America right now that I'd love to get your thoughts on. What are your thoughts on the Chinese spy balloon flying over America?
Well, the balloon was a planned activity by Beijing. Clearly, we can talk about that. But however, they just did not see that Blinken, he actually caused Blinken's cancellation of its trip to Beijing. Now, yesterday, the foreign ministry of Beijing, actually, the spokesperson, actually, after Blinken canceled his visit to Beijing, they, you know what they say? They say, actually, there's no any planned visit of Blinken to Beijing. U.S. government, Chinese government both did not plan any visit of Blinken. So they say, you know, people saying that Blinken actually canceled his trip to Beijing, that it's a rumor. That's the U.S. government full of itself.
So you're telling me right now, you can make sure I'm getting all this right here, that the very thing that gives the U.S. dollar its value currently, because we're not on the gold standard and we haven't been on the gold standard since 1971. So the thing that gives the U.S. dollar its value is this relationship with Saudi Arabia called the petrodollar, where we have an agreement, where we had an agreement with the Saudi Arabians that we would protect them militarily in exchange for them exporting oil to countries that we like at a price we like, and pricing their oil in U.S. dollars, thus giving the U.S. dollar value, and they would deposit some of the profits in the U.S. banks. So you're saying that, that the very thing that gives the U.S. dollar value is ending, and virtually all mainstream media is not talking about it. Is that an accurate statement, sir?
Not quite.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, I think that the petrodollar, one of the important, actually one of the most important element of the petrodollar, it's oil. And there's also another important element, that's the credit, you know, of United States government. So now here is what's happening. If the petrodollar collapse, you know, if the Saudi stop, taking U.S. dollar when it sells its oil, then pretty much all the oil making, you know, all the oil making country, they are going to do the same way. Now, which will create a huge competition to the dollar dominant system. Right now, I would say more than 95% of international trade are really based on the U.S. dollar. You know, that SWIFT system basically is really tied to the petrodollar. But once they, you know, they're still using a different currency instead of U.S. dollar to use in the oil trading, then you open up a lot of possibilities for other currencies to compete with U.S. dollar, which is it's going to cause huge impact to the U.S. economy.
So the main thing that gives the people security would be A, having a currency that is deemed to be reliable, and B would be actual safety, right? I mean, having safety of your borders where you feel protected, where you don't have a Chinese spy balloon flying over you. I want to break to some footage that's coming out right now. I'm going to pull it up here on the screen, so I'd love to get your thoughts on this. This is via a tweet of Benny Johnson. He'd retweeted this. This comes to us here from Raw News Alert there. Let me hit play here. This is the U.S. is reporting to reportedly preparing to shoot down Chinese spy balloon off of the coast of the Carolinas right now. Mr. Stone, yes. We'd love to get your thoughts here, sir. What are your thoughts on the collapse of the U.S. dollar and Chinese spy balloons off the coast of the Carolinas?
Well, I'll talk about the spy balloon in particular. I think this administration is a joke because the previous one with President Trump, they would have shot it down immediately. They would have been like, no, CCP, you're not going to do anything to America. But this administration is a bunch of cowards and morons, and they don't want to do anything to protect our country until just now, I guess, that they are going to prepare to shoot this thing down. It would have been done a long time ago under President Trump.
Mr. Su, you're one of the top investigative journalists on the planet related to the Chinese Communist Party. What are your thoughts? If you had to explain the urgency of the situation for the average American who's watching the spy balloon going, what?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have a little different idea than shooting it down. I think that, you know, the balloon is not flying really high, and then the speed is really slow. I think there are ways we can actually catch it. Yeah, they should but they should have done it a lot earlier. Just, you know, that there are ways to catch it. You know, you don't have to shoot it down. There's a lot of evidence there. You know, once you catch this balloon, then, you know, there's a lot of evidence for the United States, for Americans to realize how much the Chinese regime is doing in this country. So now, first of all, I have to say this is it's a series of activities that the Chinese government has been planned to really to increase their bargaining chips when Blinken visited Beijing. You know, they are going to have a discussion and negotiation with Blinken. Now, the Blinken's visit to Beijing next week was the arrangement of Chairman Xi and Biden's meeting during the G20 summit back in November of last year. Now, go back to November last year. Remember, the Chairman Xi and Biden's meeting was really about the safety of Taiwan and the peace of Taiwan Strait, right? Now, right. Remember, after Biden joined the meeting, he came out. He toned down his tune a lot. Before the summit, Biden openly says four times that if China invaded Taiwan, then U.S. is going to interfere with a military force. But after the meeting with Chairman Xi, Biden basically turning down, he said he didn't think China is going to invade Taiwan. His statement.
So now, how do you see this playing out now? What do you see?
Well, I see. Basically, after Biden and meet Xi Jinping, I think during the meeting between Xi Jinping and Biden, there was some sort of agreement was made. And then Blinken is going there to do the follow-up to cement the details. But there is a negotiation going on between what China wants and what U.S. can offer. So after the meeting, China start a series of military activities really try to increase their bargaining chips, including, you know, China play half month long military drill between the middle of September all the way to the end of December. Basically, they approaching Taiwan, approaching Japan. They were like 150 miles from Okinawa, 50 miles from Guam. And on December 21st, the China's military jet approaching U.S. Reconnaissance plane on international air, like the two planes was like within 6 feet. 20 feet, 6 meters, right? On January 30th, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning basically criticized. And she said the reason the Ukraine war lasted so long is because United States supplied too much weapon to Russia. And also he said that, you know, the bottom line of the negotiation between United States and China is Taiwan. Taiwan is China's security. And then immediately after that, on November 31st, China sent 43 military planes and 9 military battleships approaching Taiwan, crossing the midline of Taiwan Strait. And then we see these balloon things happening. And also, not to mention, now Russia's official media TASS already make announcement on February 20th, China's top diplomat Wang Yi is going to visit Moscow, and his trip to Moscow is to arrange the coming visit of Chairman Xi to Moscow. So all these activities bundling together is to increase their bargaining chip when it comes to the negotiation between China and Blinken. But what they did not predict was there was such a huge reaction from the American public after they seen the balloon. So the public pressure actually made Blinken canceling his trip to Beijing.
Now, if I go to iReadEpoch.com, let me pull it up real quick here, folks. We can go to iReadEpoch.com. Let me pull it up again. It's iReadEpoch.com. If you go there, you can subscribe today for the Epoch Times. You can subscribe for 1 month for just a dollar if you use promo code Clay, promo code Clay, C-L-A-Y. I think the Epoch Times is on top of these stories more than almost any other outlet that I know of, or at least more than any other outlet that I know of. I think a lot of our listeners find themselves saying, what can I do? So beyond going to iReadEpoch.com, subscribing, staying in the know, what do you think our listeners should be doing there, Nathan, with this information that you're sharing today? Or is there anything we can do?
Well, the first thing the American can do is, first of all, everyone go to your retirement system, trying to find out if whoever manages your retirement system is investing in China. Now, but if you are using like a BlackRock, you are using like a State Street and Vanguard, I'm sorry. I mean, all your money, it's investing in China. Maybe, you know, a lot of them are investing in China's defense industry to help China to build their space rocket, their rocket system, their naval ships with the purpose to defend, to defeat the United States. So we need to stop all the money that's flowing to China. And that's a very important thing.
Nathan, thank you so much for carving out time to be here with us today. And I encourage everybody to go to iReadEpoch.com, iReadEpoch.com. Use promo code Clay at checkout, and you'll get a discount there. Sir, I'll give you the final word. What does everybody need to know about what is going on with China right now, sir?
Well, China right now, what they're trying to is get a better economic and trade deal with the United States, because after 3 years of zero COVID policy, they are facing really a huge challenge to their economy, which make them more dangerous, which make them more like they're going to start a war somewhere, like, you know, invading Taiwan. I think the number one priority right now for our legislators is to pass a resolution to ban all the investments from the United States to China's high-tech industry. That's a number one priority. I have not seen that, you know, taking place yet.
Nathan, thank you so much for being here, sir. I really do appreciate you. I'll harass you next Saturday. Take care, boss. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
The Reawaken tour is coming to our place, hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on May 12th and 13th, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida, and to the beautiful Trump Doral Resort and Golf Course. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida on May 12th and 13th. Get your sunscreen ready, because General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Amanda Grace, Julie Green, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Kash Patel, and Team America are taking the Reawaken America Tour to Trump Doral on May 12th and 13th. And then we're taking the God-fearing, revival-starting Reawaken America Tour into Sin City. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are taking the God-fearing Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada on August 25th. 25th and 26th, General Flynn and Team America will be taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Patriots will be staying together at Trump International Hotel, Las Vegas, located at 2000 Fashion Show Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, with zip code 89109 if you want to send them a letter. And yes, Alex Jones will be live and in person at the Reawaken America Tour, Las Vegas, Nevada. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, put it on your calendar. Get those tickets right now. August 25th and 26th, Eric Trump, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mel Kay, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, Seth Holhouse, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Leon Benjamin. We're all taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's going to be August 25th and 26th. Thus far on the Reawaken America Tour, we've featured Dr. Dave Martin, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, Sean Foyt, Karen Kingston, Chad Prather, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Alan Keyes, Mickey Willis, Roger Stone, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and hundreds of patriotic speakers that you know, including Del Bigtree, Thomas Renz, Sidney Powell, Jim Caviezel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Peter Navarro, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Bill Gates, and the godless globalists have their annual meeting called the World Economic Forum at Davos. But we that reject the Great Reset have the Reawaken America Tour coming to Miami, Florida, and coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing to make these events affordable for everybody. Every Reawaken America Tour event has sold out, so request those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can send me a personal text to 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. And to be bilingually sensitive, that's 918-851-0102.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.
Listen, I don't know what's going on. I don't even want to say president. I don't know what it is. I just know it comes out. It gives no hope. It just...
And I have to say, in my memory, you were one of the most engaged and hardest working participants here at the annual meeting.
Dr. Schwab, I'm flattered you'd asked me to keynote. You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to, mastering the fourth industrial revolution. Mastering the fourth industrial revolution.
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large. and would be implanted under your skin?
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid, and it gives the ability for the central bankers, and they've said this publicly, the ability to not only set the rules centrally, but enforce the rules centrally. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
Catherine Austin Fitz, I have a question for you, ma'am. These central bank digital currencies, how do they work?
So it's a digital currency and an all digital system that can be controlled centrally. So, for example, we saw during COVID-19, there were rules saying you couldn't travel more than a certain amount of miles from your house, right? So there's certain behaviors you couldn't do. This is a digital system where the central bankers, and in very centralized ways, can make rules about what you can and cannot do with your money, and they can enforce the rules with total surveillance.
If people were to read Executive Order 14067, what kind of things are they going to find within Biden's Executive Order 14067?
So they're not going to understand what CBDCs are by reading the executive order.
Okay.
So I would recommend that everybody go to Soleri.com. And there's a section on the homepage called Cash Every Day. And if you click on it, there are a series of videos that will explain to you in very short order. The first one is a 56-second video from Augustine Karstens, the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, who will explain to you in 56 seconds exactly how CBDCs will work.
We tend to establish the equivalence with cash, and there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar. And my concern is, it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, They just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. You know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody who's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar since I was born has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't wait. Don't keep putting off decisions that you know you must make.
Inflation has impacted all of our lives. I don't think anyone can go to the gas pump or the grocery store without noticing that it is a major factor. And unfortunately, it's not going anywhere. It doesn't seem like it's going down in the way that we would like it to. And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals, gold and silver. That's always been a great way to make sure that you keep your money and you keep it safe. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. That way, if you decide you want to invest in gold and silver, you'll save yourself a little bit of money.
So many people always ask, you know, what can I do to help fight back to save this nation? Jordan, you meet people at the Reawaken America Tour. Are people looking for ways to get involved?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And so one thing I would encourage everybody to do, if you're out there today and you're saying, I want to get involved. I want to support the Reawaken America Tour. What can I do? One thing you can do is if you will go to mypillow.com and buy anything at all. I mean, you can buy whatever you want to buy. You don't have to buy my recommendations. And frankly, you know, I don't buy a lot of domestic products. I mean, my wife, you know, buys sheets and towels and all these sorts of things. I don't do that. I think the last time I bought a towel was the last time I did a MyPillow commercial. But I would say, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, you just go up here to MyPillow.com and use promo code Clay. So that's promo code Clay, C-L-A-Y, and buy anything using promo code Clay. And that does two things. One, it supports Mike Lindell and the great work he's doing to expose election fraud. And two, it helps the Reawaken America Tour. Because right now, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see I'm still involved in this ongoing litigation where the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, Eric Coomer, he actually is coming after me personally and the tour for defamation. The idea is that he believes that the Reawaken America Tour has hurt his reputation. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer who ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the middle of the day while intoxicated.
Wow.
when the bed and breakfasts Plum Street Inn or something like that and took off on foot. I'm going to have eight go over there and secure the vehicle.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's two blocks down on the right.
Okay, and you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. Had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
Yeah. So, walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down. I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down. Side route, came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between that?
Okay, I'm gonna come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So you didn't hit a building?
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
Matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying the guy in blue plaid got out of the truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe?
Understood.
But you were the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it two blocks up on the street there? Okay.
So at this point, 4x4 pickup truck,
we're at Fork Hill Road. This officer can take you to jail. Boy,
can't
be charged with felon misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts your ticket for the crash, and we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you're obviously responsible for this thing is property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So.
Like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay. Go ahead and turn around. Put your hands back for me.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam. And he lied to police about what happened. If you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Mike Lindell, and other patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to MyPillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. The question is always asked. The question is always asked at the Reawaken America Tour. People always ask me, what do you actually do for a living? I mean, what have you been doing since 2006? Jordan, you work inside the Reawaken America Tour. You come to the events there. Yep. And by the way, be really close to the mic so people can hear you. Do people ever ask you that question?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So, we help businesses grow. I mean, if people ask me, what do you do for a living? I help businesses grow. The main thing I want people to know right now, if you're watching right now, you have a business and your business is struggling, it's maybe not doing super well. This is what we do. If you go up here to thrivetimeshow.com, so we're going to go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on testimonials, you're going to see over 2,000
video testimonials from real people just like you who we've helped to grow their businesses. So this is an example. The Flyover Conservatives, we helped them to grow their brand by 16,000% in the last 12 months. We've helped Shaw Homes to grow from a $24 million company to nearly a $200 million company. And we've helped this company, Electric City, to grow dramatically. The Delrick Organization to grow dramatically. The Green Line Plumbing Company. This is what we do. So if you're out there today and you say, I have a business and I need to grow my business, or I want to start a business and I don't know how to do that, I encourage you to go to thrivetimeshow.com, click on the testimonials button. And when you click on the testimonials button, you can see, I mean, literally I've worked with thousands of clients since 2006. I grew up very poor and wanted to be not poor. And so I started my quest to not being poor at the age of 15. And I built America's largest DJ or disc jockey entertainment company, which I sold around 2007 called DJConnection.com. I no longer have any connection to that business, but I own a haircut chain called Elephant in the Room. It's EITRLounge.com. It's a haircut chain. I also am a part owner of a dog training franchise for anybody out there that wants to learn how to own your own business by becoming a dog trainer. We do that. Also, I coach with wonderful clients and help them grow, like flowphotos.com, like PMHOKC.com. Jordan, I mean, you're here every day. Why do you believe that the clients that we work with grow?
Because we keep them on task and do everything they have to do to grow, whether it's more reviews, whether it's hiring, firing, whatever it is they need to do, we make sure they do it so
right,
they can improve.
So if you're out there today and you're looking for a proven business system, a step-by-step, almost like bowling with bumpers where you can't possibly lose, you want a proven path to grow your small business, just go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click here on conferences. You can learn about attending one of our conferences. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, you just click here on business growth consulting. You can schedule a free consultation with myself. And if you want to learn about how we've been doing it since 2006, you want to see proof. And then the question is, well, how much do you guys charge? I have always, this is my process. I charge a flat rate. So we charge $1,700 a month, $1,700 per month to teach you the specific moves you need to know to grow your business. That includes videography, photography, web development, search engine optimization, everything that you need to know to grow your business. But then we actually help you implement those proven systems. My partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, between he and I, we've built now it's 14 multi-million dollar companies. And I encourage you to check out that story and to see that proven success, the history of success at thrivetimeshow.com. Again, so if you're looking to attend a business conference, we can do it. If you're looking for one-on-one business consulting, we can do it. We charge you less money than it would cost you to hire a minimum wage employee. And then we teach you the specific steps you need to know to grow your business. We meet you each and every week to teach you the systems, to hold you accountable, to help you implement those processes. And then we include photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization, workflow design, public relations. We include here executive coaching, how to manage your team. We help you track your leads, how to launch your online ads, how to do photography, videography, sales training. I mean, everything you need to know to start or grow a business, we do that for you. And it also starts at thrivetimeshow.com. Jordan, you're meeting some great people at the Reawaken America Tour. What kind of person out there would be a great fit to become a client of ours, and who would not be? Because we only take on 160 clients at any given time.
Right. So anyone that really wants to be pushed, anyone that wants to grow, truly wants to grow, because if you don't, you're not going to do what it takes, whether it's more reviews, whether it's video, whatever you need to do. It's how far you're willing to be pushed.
And it's a month-to-month program, so I don't want to waste your month or my month. Most of our clients stick around for almost a decade. But again, we only want to work with diligent doers, people that are willing to put in the effort to grow their business. And if you want to learn more about those business workshops or the one-on-one coaching, go to thrivetimeshow.com and schedule your free consultation today. My name's Clay Clark. This is Jordan. All right, my name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be.
He's going to
be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, how do you get the Reawaken America gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com, all right? And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on this little menu over here, and you click on shop, shop. And then what happens is, you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom, you get the Fauci Lied, People Died, Pick a Side shirt, you got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show, it's all right there. Or you can click on a book, you can get Fear Unmasked, you can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is, after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets through it, right, Angela? And we fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. So then the book, the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here, and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day. And then where do you go to mail these things? She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx. We're sorry, but we go to UPS. Okay. So again, and then I'll sign in here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timeforfreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here, timeforfreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timeforfreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timeforfreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up various interweb things are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you.
Now, Jordan, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of the population that would like for me to sell them the book, but promise not to sign it.
Yeah.
That's also something I do.
It is.
I would be happy to personally not sign a book for you if that's what you want. So if you want to buy a book to learn about the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, but you're saying, please don't sign it. Please do not devalue the paper in that way. We'd be happy to not sign it. Jordan, would you be happy to sign books if people want you to sign a book?
I will sign if you want me to sign.
Beautiful. My name's Clay Clark. That's Jordan. Get those books. Get that swag. Get that apparel. Get all that Reawakening American gear at timetofreeamerica.com.
So we have that ready, so let's get together. Let's do a fantastic painting. I'm going to start off today with a small amount of phthalo blue. And we'll just take and pull a little bit out and then tap the brush. That assures a nice even distribution of color all the way through the brush. Just tap it. Just tap like so. Just go right up here.